steht in Gemorre, der Agamas in Mischa steht, bei Eichel hat Sheyesef, der Zachir der Seibo, aber steht in Gemorre, there are some exceptions to the rule, even though the Zachir der Seibo, aber Isha, in a Tzricha der Seibo, the Gemorre's Maskono seems to be a Liebe der Rabbi Yosef Al-Koponim, that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi doesn't do a Seibo, aber the Gemorre says, a Ben Eitzel Oviv does do a Seibo. So we have to understand, Aleph, what's the Ptur of an Isha and a Talmud, and Maish know that a Ben doesn't have that Ptur. Is as a, let's start with Talmud. Why? Talmud it's a rabbi is l'chayr, the one thing that we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef is mazvir. Why is there no aseba? Yehi meyer rabach kemeyer shemayim. The other two, the Gemara doesn't explain what the Yosef Adin is. L'chayr, if Rabbi Yosef is using that as his explanation, that's the reason why a Talmud may rabbi doesn't do aseba. The din of Yehi meyer rabach kemeyer shemayim. L'chayr, when the Gemara is quoting that, the Gemara is quoting the din d'oraisa of Meirah Rav. The Sefer HaMitzvah La Rambam, when he's discussing the Mitzvah Daraisa of Meirah Rav, he brings down this Chazal of Yemei Meirah Rabach Kemeirah Shemayim. So it sounds like the Ptur of a Talmud it's a Rabbah from Aseba Nemtzach, from the Din Daraisa of Meirah Rav. So the Gemara you see at a Shaila, whether a Talmud it's a Rabbah as Aseba, what's the Shaila? It seems to be that there's a Sad Meirah Rav, and then there's a Mitzvah Aseba. The question is Meirah Rav Deicha Aseba, or is Aseba Deicha Meirah Rav? That seems to be the Shirish of the Shailah. And Rabbi Yosef Sak is Yimei Meirah Rav Kemeirah Shemayim is Deicha Mitzvah Aseba. As they state in Ritzkeyas, as they state in Rabbi Nunoyach, this is the Shailah of the Gemara. That's the struggle of the Gemara. Meirah Rav says not to do Aseba. Mitzvah Aseba says do Aseba. Lamaisa, which one wins? Is there a din to be meisiv even mamokim the din of Meir Rav? Shaila is what's poshup shach, because it's a din Meir Rav. You can't be meisiv. What does Haseib have to do with Meir Rav? Lamaisa Meir the Gezach. You open up a Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Hamatayim when it's talking about the dinim of kovet and Meir for a Rav. Shteit in Rambam is there's an iser for a Talmid to be meisiv with a Rabbi on a regular Tuesday. To say it's included in the din of Meir Rav. Included in the halacha of a hanhog of meira to a rebbe is there has to be a certain meira. You don't lounge around. You're not meisiv in front of a rebbe. Why? Because it's felt in meira rav. So if I care, the fees of the gemara is a gishmak. Meira rav would prohibit a seba even on a regular Tuesday. The mitzvah of a seba is telling you to be meisiv at seder nach. Klar the gemara, which one wins? Emperor Rabbi Yosef. Yehi meira rav kemeira shemayim. Moshe Gemara says you don't have to do a seba. Talking asach achrein mavada. Therefore, it's also to do a seba. What's the pshat? Because that's the mizanis. So the shaila is maybe the mitzvah of a seba should be deicha that iser. And the kamash milan is that it's not deicha. And therefore, we're back to the iser. Leit Tzorich is focusing on the shaila of whether you do a seba. So we're discussing: do you need to? You don't need to. Aber the minute you don't need to about it, it's also because that was the shaila of the Gemara to begin with. Azoy lechoire. Boitzach pshat in the Gemara. The fee said there's a medrash plia. Shteit in Gemara that a ben eitzel aviv does do a seba. A ben eitzel aviv l'chayr is a pellet. If a rab doesn't do a seba because the din of meirah rab doesn't allow a seba, is maishna ben? A ben also has a din of meirah av. Meirah av is a daraisa as much as meirah rab is a daraisa. So if meirah rab doesn't allow for a seba on Seder Nach, so why should meirah av be any different? A poshut pshat pshat in the Gemara. The fee said Ubi Yosef Tikshi, that Tosis wants to be Machadish, that if your father is your Rebbe, which Tosis says, at least in the Amolgit Zeiten, but that was the standard case that the Aviv was Melamdei Torah, so every standard Av was also Rabbi. So Tosis, if the Gemara is saying that a Ben Eitzel Aviv is Meisiv, L'chayr means even a Ben Eitzel Aviv Shehu Rabbi. So if I say, Shteit Amari Tikh Chiddish, that a gam that a Talmud it's a rabbi isn't meisiv, and is even us the meisiv taking poiskim. Aber a ben eitzel aviv shu gam rabbi is meisiv. The chametrish plia, if the din meir rabbi kemer shemayim doesn't allow a Talmud, so because I also is my father, he's also my father, he's also your rebbe. So if the din meir rabbi doesn't allow for a seba, so what should be the dynamic that he's also my father? Why should that change it? What's poshim shat no thesis? Is as a the standard mahalach, Pashe Nim Shabru v'chulu, and the poiskim is that Be'emeh Tzai Meirah Av and Tzai Meirah Rav don't allow for a seba. What's the difference in the relationship of Av and Rav? The Rambam writes that even by a Rav, if the Rav is noisim noir rishus, then he could be meisiv. Poshim shat nat din is midin mechila. The option of mochar kvoide kvoide mochol. Because there's always an option of mechila. There's always an option of mechila. What's pshat in the Gemara? Derech ha'av limchoil. The derech of the av is not to be makban when it's covered. And most of the halachas of Ezu were covered. For all intents and purposes, we don't end up doing because the father's darker limchoil. And since an av is darker limchoil, so even though the din moira av ve'etzem would mandate, just like a rebbe, not to be meisiv, however, since there's mechilo, kenira mechilo would even help on a moira. Since there's mechilo, so therefore there's no din, therefore there's no iser. So if I said, what's the difference between an av and a rav? Ein darker sharav limchoil, darker sharav limchoil. Mardik a chiddush, but that will lechoyer be a gang in the Gemara. As I state, Rabbi Neiman Ech lemaisa. As I state, Nalach lemaisa. That's the say. Lemaisa comes out. It's a santa chiddush. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yehi Meir Rabbach, Kemeir Shemayim. This whole passionate statement has nothing to do with Meir Rabbach, Kemeir Shemayim. It's no different than an Av. An Av also has Meir Av, Hukash Meir, Lemeir Amokim. There's no real difference. It's just a practical difference. One is Meir, one's not Meir. The Gemara went and said. A bends like this, and the Gemara Shaili, Boilu, what about a Talmud? It comes out of Fizel, what's going on over here? Mamasha Balabatish and Akuda is the Derech to Meichel, not the Derech to Meichel. Sounds like from the Sugya that there's episode Lamda Shazach going on over here. So Lule Divrei Ha'achainim, Vekvar Rishainim, we should say. Ulai, we could have said a different vault. We said before that the Rambam writes, and on a regular Tuesday, it's us to be Mason. Interesting, you look at the Nesi Kainim, no one brings a Maramokim. Poshup Shat, where did the Rambam get it? There's no Maramokim. Psochim Daf Kufches. Shtei Talmud Eitz HaRabbi. What's the Yisoid? Because there's Etzem Astira. The Din Moira Rabbi Kamer Shemayim says you can't be Mesiv. Let us say that tells it to be Mesiv. It's a child of the Gemara when those two things come together. What to do? So the Rambam, you ask him, where's his Makar? Psochim Daf Kufches. That's the Chor Poshup Shat. Pregech HaShayla. You open up a Rambam. In Lachos Mamrim, when he's talking about the dinim of Kovid and Moira Av, you won't find over there that the Rambam says that there's an Issid to be Mesim on a Tuesday in front of a Tata. Up at Emesis, if you look carefully in the Rambam, there's many Shinuyim, there's many Alochas that are written in the Rambam in Hilchos Tamateir about a Rebbe. You can't be Chaylitz Tzvillin in front of your Rebbe. You can't stand behind your Rebbe. You can't give Sholem to your a whole list of Alochas. The not just do we not find in the Rambam Menuchos Mamrim by Kibbutz Nemeira Av, about the Pukhazi Mamad Var, you see every Bar Mitzvah Bochum when he's going with his father, the davening, that he's careful to go to the next room and take off his tefillin. About that, everyone knows that those halachos are by a Rebbe, not by an Av. Nu fretzach taka ashayla, what's the pshat? Harei both of them are chida reis of Moira, as Hashem al gacha tiro, isha mimi tiro, both in the Pteir writes the Lashon Moira, come out the same exact sprach, nishna demin gemoga state hukash, Kedushal Amar Rav Beis, Hukash, Moira Avla, Moira Amokoyim. Hashem Akech Atiro, Rabbis Tamid Chachomim, Hukash, Moira Av, to Moira. And here there's Gan Sechiluki Dinam, what's the pshat? Many halakas that the Rambam writes that exist by Moira Av, and not by Moira Av. Efshe kem and zog and agresa daher. Once again, that's it. Toysim Baba Kamim and Aleph Es Hashayim. Es Hashem Akech Atiro, Rabbis Tamid Chachom, is it din Moira Tamid Chachom, Moira Av? Praktes Akashi, the Torah already says the mitzvah of Meir Av. Sorry, Meir Rav. Praktes Akashi, what I need a pasuk of a Meiseva Tokum to get up for a Talmud Chacham and stand up for him? Typically, midin Av Sashana Lekechatira. It's a peladikatesis. Because it's a din of Meir Av. So the din Meir Av will tell me to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Standing up for a Talmud Chacham is a Meir. Standing up for a Talmud Chacham is COVID. Sveandra dinim. Everyone knows the Gemara in Kedush Namabay is Ezu, Kovid, Ezu, Meire. Kovid is to stand up. B'choyre. So he stayed, Nachreinim, Kovid is to stand up. So he said, what's the kasha? As a Shet HaShem HaKachinah didn't have Meire for a Rebbe, so therefore it's a din to stand up. It's Boshet, a Kalayim, though. One's a din, Meire, one's a din, Kovid. And as always, the Choyre Mefurish by Av. So what's Tesis' kasha? V'shuv Motsosi, at the Biskerov, in the Stanslach, in B'choyre's Davov, affect the kasha of Tesis. What's affect Tesis' kasha? Mish sagt da meire mit kovid sagt der beskerova meire die gesagt bei stoisig beim postet bei thesis der agam dat motzinu meire bei rav em meire bei en av it's choluk be ikke gesoy dinam the din of meire av to the din of meire rav sagt der beskerov hare motzinu da bei rav is man mit zwas esse es a shamakach atira By a father, there's two mitzvahs asses. There's Meir Av and there's Kovet Av. My high. So to Biskerov, because when it comes to a Rebbe, the Meir is Yiras HaKovet. So to Biskerov, the Yisoid of the Meir and Kovet are not two separate, independent Maisa mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah to service a Rebbe, to be machabed him, machilei, or mashkei, to do things for him. Fakert! By Rebbe, Meir and Kovet are intertwined. It's a Yiras HaKovet. That's the din of Hashem Kecha Tira. So if Azoi Zokdav Toysvis, as a Shtei Tira is licked in the din of Hashem Kecha Tira, is a Yiras HaKovet. It's not just a din Meir, it's a different darg of a Meir, it's a different form of a Meir. It's a Yiras HaKovet. And therefore what goes along with a Yiras HaKovet is a whole list of other things that you don't have by regular din Meir. Can't be Chaylat's Tefillin, you can't stand next to him or behind him, you can't. What are those? That's a whole different din Meir. That's a Meir, Yiras HaKovet. So Ibn Azayt to Pesachov a Meir Gezach. Even though the Torah writes the words Hashem Kecha Tira, and even Ovid Tiro, which would sound like the same exact words, L'maisa Chazal Tvashtanim, Mamash Toikor of Zelze. When we talk about the Tira by a Talmud Chochom, it's a Yiras HaKovet from the Talmud Chochom. And when we're talking about the din meira of an av, it has a whole different nakuda. Kovet is to service him, machiveyu mashkeyu, and what's meira? Lo yisters tevorv, lo yamad b'mkoymai. So if I cared, the din meira of an av, the din meira of a rav, or cholot nikir seydinam, oy bazoi, we can explain taka that the halachas are different. And that's taka the untershed tradition of meira av and a meira rav. Meira Rav has a halacha in an Rambam that on a regular Tuesday you can't be meisiv because Haseiba is a stira to Meira Rav, which is Yiras HaKovet. And Yiras HaKovet doesn't allow for Haseiba. A Yiras HaKovet from a Rebbe, you're lounging around, you're lying down. It's kind of Zainazazach. By a father, there's dinim to be mechabed him, machreya mashkeyu, and there's dinim not to do things that are a lack of Meira. V'yisteres dvarev, v'yamivim koim v'vuchulu. Oh, but there's a halacha of Yiras HaKovet that a person can't get in a comfortable position in front of his Av. That's not what the Eibishter was demanding by Meir Av. Chazal understood that they're very different mitzvahs. I'll ask me a kasha. Oh, well, the Meisen, Teire, Shteit, Tire, Tiro, V'loi Zubu Vad, Shteit Toch, Hukash, Meir Av, L'Meir HaMokim. And Chazal came and said that the Chalukim Miki Yisaydinom. Atshem Atzosi is Divra Aprisha. The preacher says, "Amir de Kezach, mamish, and how to understand the afusas." Zok the preacher is a chilek godel. When we talk about hukash meire, av the meire amokim, a hekish, a dimyan, is still not the same thing as when the Torah lehedir writes amar amokim. If the Torah goes and says Hashem alkecha tira, so the pasuk of tira was referring to the din of meire rav. The Torah beferish gave a mitzvah's essay of tira. When the Torah and it gave it, not hukash to Meir Mokim, it said it beloshin as Hashem alakach tira, esli rabbis. The Torah included the Talmud Chochom in the din of Hashem alakach tira. When we're talking about ish ima babi tiro, the Torah ever went and included it in the din of Hashem alakach tira? Nay, it was makish them, it was medama them, it was mashva them. So the prisha, hashva, it's still not the same thing as the Torah writing Beferish and saying it's included in the mitzvah. Hashem HaKachatira, it's a different darga. The Yiras HaKovet, Me'ein, the Yira that's expected by the Eibishter. That's taka when it comes to Meir Rav, because the Torah described the Meir Rav as an example, as being included in Hashem HaKachatira. You don't find that by an Av. Ish Amev Av Tiro, Shteit Epes Vagen Eibishter. The Torah ever described it as included in the din of Yiras HaKovet for the Eibishter? Nein, it's a regular din of Meir Av, the way the Eibishter expected to Yolisteh Dvarov. But then the Torah again made a hekish and a hashva to tell you how chomer it is. However, it's not the same thing. Only when the Torah describes it as an important parcel of the mitzvah as Hashem HaKecha Tira. Zok Rabbi Yosef, the nekuda is not just that there's a mitzvah Meir Daraisa. The nature of the mitzvah of Meir Rav is Kemeir HaShamayim. It's a part and parcel of the mitzvah. That's why the Eibishter gave it over. So it has a din Yiras HaKovet. And attached to that Yiras HaKovet is an iser to be meisiv even on a regular Tuesday. So such an iser.
A Beseba does not allow for him to do a Seba, even on Seder Nech. Aber an Av doesn't have that to begin with. There's not no halacha in Rambam that you can't be Mesev in front of a father on a regular Tuesday. Sevashteitzach. Ben Etzel could be Mesev. In Kenaman of the Brain, we have two mahalchim had to understand over here. What's the yisoid that a son is able to be Mesev in front of his father? I, the din of Meira Av. The one first mahalach, which many places can go with, is Enechanami. Meira Av does not allow a Seba. Aber Derecha Av Limchoy. According to the second gang, there's nothing to do with Mechila. You don't need Mechila. Fakert, what's the yisoid? The din Meira Av never prohibited a person from doing a Seba in front of a father. That's not what Meira Av Bechlaz, what the Ebishter meant by Meira Av. So there's absent always to be Mesev. So it's Poshit, even without Mechila. Klapei Madvor Mamurim Lochayritu Nafkeminis. The Primer Godin handles. Let's say you have a father who makes it clear to you that he's not Moichel. Can you be Mesev? So the Primer Godin, if you say it of why a father is different than a Rebbe is because Derech Ha'av Limchol, if he tells you, excuse me, he's not Moichel, then Farkar, then an Av is no different than a Rebbe, and a Bazoi, the Aloch would be that a Ben Eitzel Oviv would not be Mesev. That's only true according to the Achreinim's Mahalach. If you go with the Mahalach that an Av never has any issur to be Mesev to begin with, has nothing to do with Mechila. I, the father, says I'm not Meichel, doesn't make any difference. Who cares you're not Meichel? The Meis is no issur for a son to be Mesev in front of a Rebbe to begin with. The Chiddush of Taisis. Taisis goes and says that let's say it's a father that has also a Rebbe. He's the father and the Rebbe. Taisis says that used to be at least the normal situation. The father taught him his Torah. Al Koponim, woe be that locha. So we asked before, it's a pellet. If a Talmud can't be Mesiv, so he's punked your father. If you go with the Mesiv, Mahalaf, he says a good pshat. Since he's also your father, so Derech Ha'av Limchoil, because that's the relationship of a father to a son, so Agam, that he also happens to be a Rebbe, but it won't change the relationship, copy the Derech Ha'av Limchoil. But if the Yisrael Adover is that it's Chaluk and Bikri Yisraitin, and nothing to do with Mechila, and a father doesn't have an Issar Seba, but the Rebbe dynamic does, so Oviv Shuhu Gam Rabboi, L'chay the Din would be, not like Tesis, that you can't be Mesiv. So by the way, we have a gewaltige gang in the sugi bedas the Rambam. Aber bedas the Tesis, that's a chois, an andere gang. So how's Tesis going to learn the sugi? Aber the Rambam says, L'chay there's another raya from other Rishonim, that the Rishonim did not learn the sugi al derech the Rambam. That's the Rashbam. It says that an Isha doesn't need a Seba. As they state, an Isha with my Bible does not do a Seba. Fraktsach the Shaila, Favos. In Rashbam state, because if Amos Bailo Leo, so Kepshuta, if he Lansach, Amos Bailo Leo, Azebi Meir Rabach Kemeir Shamayim, is Amos Bailo Leo, is a similar thing. Just like the Din Meir Rab does not allow you to be Mesiv, so Amos Bailo Leo does not allow you to be Mesiv. So ask me a Kasha, Avu State in Teire, a din of Amos Bailo Leo. So the Maisa is the Rambam and Hilchus Ishus. In every Chosin Shmuz, they tell you the other Chelik of the Rambam, of how a husband has to treat a wife. Upon the Maisa, there's another Chelik of that Rambam, and that is how a wife has to treat a husband. Darton state, that there's a din Amos Bailo, that a wife has to treat a husband with that Meira and that Emo, as they state in Rambam. So we could say that the Rambam's that the Rashbam is referring to that din Amos Bailo. Shaila is a pelad gezach. That din emas baila is doiched the din of leila seder. Echraga shaila. That din emas baila is yehi meirach meirach pal kemeirach shemayim. I don't think so. We don't find such a musik. But better kasha. The din meira av is the rice and it doesn't stare. So the din of emas baila of the Rambam is going to stare. What's poshuk shat? But that misses nocha kasha. The Gemara goes and says, Isha Mevah does not need a Seba, or an Isha Chashuva does. And Isha Chashuva doesn't have that Rambam. I think that Rambam was written by Isha Chashuva. Right? The Chayra, the Rambam, is saying Halacha that every single lady in Klal Yisrael is meant to follow. So if I say, what's Pashup Shat? If there's a Din Emas Bailu, so what's Pshat in the Rashbam? That's not true by an Isha Chashuva, can it sign? So why should Isha Chashuva be any different? Is the Chayra Mekenzogin Amiridik Gang? That Simvort is brought in different places, like the Briska Agoda, these different places. They bring up B'shem the Biskarov said a gewaldige gezach. So the Biskarov, when we're talking in our Sugya, when we're proving it from the Rashbam, we're not discussing the Din Meira Bal, the Din Meira Av, the Din Meira Rav. we're discussing a local vort in Haseba. Vishkarov goes and says, Haseba was laharois. Haseba is meant to be kibnei malochim to vayischeros. That's what Haseba is all about. Chazal instituted cheros to be instituted Haseba to be a maisa of cheros. They only instituted Haseba to where shayich derech cheros. We can spear in a cheros. When the Gemara says ishe netzicha Haseba, Chazal never instituted Haseba for an isha b'fnei bailas because Chazal were yoyrid to the mitzias of the hargosha of an isha b'fnei bailo. And the mitzias of the hargosha of an isha b'fnei baila is that she feels emas baila leo, or makes her feel uncomfortable to lounge around. That's the mitzias of her hargosha. Could be it's rooted in what Chazal told us should be your hargosha. It's not a din meirabal. It's a mitzias of a hargosha of an isha that an isha doesn't feel cheirus. You're telling her to go do that? She doesn't feel cheirus b'fnei baila. She's not shayich da cheirus of a seva. So Mamela Chazal were never misakin, and not because there's an Isser Haseba, but Lusnish Haseba. Chazal went and said, she's not Shaykh Haseba. Avad state in the Biskerol of Fizah married the Gechidish. That the purpose of Haseba wasn't just Psa Ingim von Cheros. The Biskerol's understanding that it has to be practically Shaykh by this specific person that they are experiencing Cheros. We could bring Rayas to this, you said in the Biskerol. Tosis Kiyodua says, that the chiddush is lo yoichol ani at sheyesev zoktav teisves. The chiddush is even an ani. We would have thought that an ani doesn't have a mitzvah b'shulchan, so an ani doesn't have the wherewithal to have a haseba derecherus. So the having would be therefore the chazan never gave an ani such a mitzvah. You see, Claude that it told you in the spearing in the hanhoga of cherus b'foil. Shulchan Aruch paskens halacha lemaisa that a person should be meichin korim uksosos so that his Haseba should be derech cheirus. And everyone knows the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says, since Mizman Hazeh, there's no cheirus. It's not derech cheirus to be meisiv. The Ganset didn't let the takona is bottle. Usually the time of takona doesn't change. Or over here by studies, derech cheirus was so part and parcel of the takona. If it's no longer derech cheirus, Mizman Hazeh, it's not shayich. So he's a grace of mekeirus, this idea of the biskerov. Or he was also the biskerov, a brand new gang in the Gemara. Till now we're learning to ask the Rambam, it was the Isser Haseba on a Tuesday that comes from the din of Meir Rabba, Kamer Shamayim, was lost to Shadin Haseba on Seder Naft. Now we're coming out, no Shaykhis. Since Chazal instituted Haseba to be a Vizer Derecheiros, so Chazal were Yerid to the Mitzius of the way that a Yiddish Afroi feels in front of her husband, and said, there's Amos Bailo Leo, and said, such a person, not Shaykh, the Shaykh, we're not going to be mistaken to do something. So maybe that's the isha by every single mitzvah of an isha. Bisman nehem. So the Gemara, an isha chashuva doesn't have that feeling. An isha chashuva could feel cheirus even if they baila. That was the nature of an isha chashuva. We're not talking about a din keeping a halacha. We're talking about what's the hargosha. So the isha chashuva is able to feel that cheirus. So they're misakin by an isha chashuva. In Kainamanu b'dorenu, we asked the kasha, how could it be that the din meira baal the rabbanon is different or sharper than the meira av? The Rashbam goes and says pashup shat. Ben einoy kofuf kolkach. Pashteinish. There's a din meira av the raisa. We're not discussing the din. We're discussing the hargosha. An isha feels more kofuf to a husband and therefore doesn't feel cheiris to lounge around. For good or for bad, a ben doesn't have that feeling. A ben doesn't feel that same cough of kite. That's not the mitzvah, that's not the dynamic in the relationship. So Ibazoi, it's shayich for a ben to feel that cheirus, so chazan were misaking. Ibazoi, kum v'choy sagabal de gechidish. Yei meir rabach kamer shamayim is not this whole din. I say, if a mitzvah is the garambam of meir rabach kamer shamayim, that's a simna ba'alma, a way to refer to the hargosha of how a Talmud experiences himself in front of the Rebbe. How does he experience himself? He experiences himself as Meir Rabba Kamer Shemaim. He can't feel that Cheirus. So Chazal were never misaking by a Talmud the din of Haseba, because it's not Shai Cheirus by a Talmud of Meir Rabbi. L'choyroi mezene gerech kum t'choyis ha-gevaldig en afgemini yisoydis. L'moshel a Talmud of Meir Rabbi doesn't do Haseba yei Meir Rabba Kamer Shemaim. What's the gedder advon? He has the din Haseba, but he's nebach has a p'tur oynis. Because kilo the iser Haseba of Meir Rab doesn't allow him to do Haseba. It's a p'tur oynis, or if I care it. The Chazal never gave him the mitzvah to begin with. It's Mamash HaMachlokes Yesodos, according to the Rambam, where we learned up in the B'skrav and B'chayres. It's Taka Din, the Isser HaSeiba, the Chiv of Meir Av. Meir Rav doesn't allow you to do it. You have a mitzvah HaSeiba. Upon a nice cigarette, you're an onus. Mitzat Sheini, the other Nosach is Makaret. Therefore, they were never Misak in the Zach B'chlal. Chob Tzvein Afkeminis Badover, Gishmak in Afkeminis. But the Chassidim Lamashu, they go to the Rebbe. The Maisa, they don't do a Seiba in front of the Rebbe. Hundreds of Belz of Bochum come to eat by the Belz of Rebbe. Zavada, they sit in branches and bleachers, stand in bleachers. Why? I a Seiba. Teretz is, Talmud Frey Rabbi doesn't do a Seiba. Shaila is like this, Amayu de Gezach. The Rav Yos says, Bezman HaZeh, leaning, whatever a Seiba is, Bezman HaZeh, there's no such nog, it's not there, there's no din a Seiba. Good, we don't pass in that way, except for by Noshima, Meshabura, of Al-Koponim, the Ravon says, Amayu de Gechidus La-Locha. Even according to the Rav Yod, the Bezman HaZeh, there's no din of a Seiba because it's not the derech to be mesed. That's not a malchus cheres de gezach, so there. Oh, but you can't stand. Because about a standing, everyone knows standing is not a way to eat. A pochus de gezmensh eats standing. About even Bezman HaZeh, a malchus de gezmensh, ben cheren sits down to eat via mensh. So there, let's say a person would stand, even according to the Rav Yod, it's not chayrus to be massive of standing of vada not mekayim. Why? Because you have the din aseiba. I can't actually lounge of vada. I still have to sit because if I stand, I'm not yoytze. So a belza bocha that's standing in the bleachers is not yoytze. Because even though there's no din of a seiba, because a seiba is not shaykh of sitting the chayrim mechuyif to do. So geich, it's kind of dover toli. If it's the iser aseiba was lost nisht. So be'etzem I bechiv a seiba. No, the iser a seiba doesn't allow me. So I can't be mesa, but I have to sit. There's no iser to sit. So if I'm be'etzem mechuyiv and a seiba, but there's a din oynis, then vakeret, I should have to at least sit. No chanaf kemina. The Rishonim say a chiddush. Let's say a person ate matzah, and he wasn't mesa. So the Rosh says he has to re-eat his matzah with a seiba. Why? It's ma'akiv, and he wasn't yaitza. Let's say a person ate matzah without a seiba. So the Rav goes and tells him, you have to go and re-eat your matzah. He says to himself, oh, I'm already finished my suda. Everyone went to sleep. Let me go to the Rebbe that's still praving a seder. And I'll go by him and I'll eat my matzah nochemu by him. He walks into the Rebbe and he says, wait a minute, but if I'm going to eat my matzah by the Rebbe, then I'm potter from a seder. So why am I eating my matzah nochemu? Because I missed my seder. So I go to the Rebbe and I eat matzah again without a seder to be masaking the fact that I ate matzah b'li a seiba. Erstens, that I accomplish anything. Beis, if I'm not accomplishing anything, is there any reason to do that b'chlal? It's not mine shayla. It's b'bubbles to shayla m'reibach. Di shayla. A person has to be misaking his achila b'li a seiba, and he finds himself by a rebbe where there's no din to be mesiv. So the choyer should be oichel. What's he accomplishing? Or maybe he's accomplishing something. The choyer cannot dover toli. If the maisa, when he goes in front of the rebbe, he's chayiv in a seiba. But Nebuch, he's not able to do a seiba. He's on onus because the iser to be meisiv doesn't allow him to. So what's he doing? He's going to the Rebbe and not doing a seiba. So what's he accomplishing? What's he being mariach? His arvach would be to go to the Rebbe and to eat with a seiba. I can't. Depends. If let's say the gedah advarim is by a Rebbe, they created a din of achidas matzah b'li a seiba. So if I can't, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. When you ate before and not in front of your Rebbe, you ate achidas matzah b'li a seiba. Now you're sitting in front of your Rebbe and you're doing an achilas matzah gedin. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, he writes v'feirush. When he talks about zalocha the rush that you're not yoytzev, he says, someone who's mechuyev to do a seiba and he eats b'li a seiba, you're not yoytzev. Or for someone who goes in front of a Rebbe who's not mechuyev, so fakert, then he takeh be potter. Potter, and therefore it's considered a kiyum of matzah b'li a seiba. Or b'shafti b'chashafti, that it can't be such a chiddush. Why? Fragich, could it really be such a form? That be'etzen you're mechuyev in a seiba, but the iser of Meir Av, you're not going to be mesiv, gets in the way, you're in an onus, that's the gedah advarim. Oy bazoi, every belz of bocher is going and be machnes hatz meloines. You shouldn't go to the Rebbe. Be mekayim the mitzvah, it's a dafse zayin. Machnes hatz meloines. Yoysim izeh. Then the Rebbe should go and give rishus. So before Sharambam. Why is he doing, why is he not giving rishus? Koshteinisht. Because he doesn't have to. He's happy, he has 300 bochim sitting there that are not being mekai in the mitzvah because of an oinus. Give her shus, they won't have an oinus. That's the gedad varma vod nezach, lo imot sinu, that the Rebbe goes in his moichel. Why? Why does she be meichel? What says to avoid the oinus? I mean, yoytzim is there. In Rosh state that a person who eats matzah b'li a seiva is not yoytzim. So chvashteinish. So someone who eats matzah in front of a rebbe. So till now we said the word is, okay, he wasn't yoytzim a seiva, he's an onus. A berkom to chayzim, he wasn't yoytzim matzah. Asha al kei nira bo. There's no such thing. Even if we're right in the Rambam, that the yusayid of why there's no din to be meisiv is because of the iser a seiva. Therefore, Chazal never made the din. It's not the pshat, it's that I'm an onus. I'm not an onus. A mikra proti of an onus. Avadu l'kuliyam, a talmud it's a rabbi, doesn't have a din aseiva. A dying yeshlachgar, why did Chazal not institute a din aseiva by a talmud it's a rabbi? According to the Rambam is, since Chazal foresaw that there's an issa to be meisiv, which wouldn't allow him to be meisiv, l'chein Chazal never gave a din, talmud it's a rabbi. Or, because of the Biskarov's word, that since Chazal foresaw that it's not Shaykh at their Cherus by a Talmud, it's a rabbi, therefore they never gave the Chiv. Of a Lekuli Yam, it's not a Ptur Oinis. Of a Lekuli Yam, Chazal never gave the Chiv. The Shaili is the reason they didn't give the Chiv Machmas the Isser, or is the reason they didn't give the Chiv Machmas the Hargosh and the Mitzias? Well, Firai is with a Gevaldig and Afkamina. Mayer the Geshaila. Hooray! Toys is in Baba Kama. The Rambam writes, many Rishonim write, that the din of Yehi Meir Rabbah Kamer Shamayim, and all the halachas of Meir Rab are only by a Rabbi Muvik. By a Rabbi Shein HaMuvik, there's no halacha. You could be chaylitz your tefillin in front of a Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. You could be masive in front of a Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. What about the halacha of Dav Kufles and Psochim? Talmud, it's a rabbi, doesn't do a seba. Only a Rabbi Muvik or even a Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. The Rosh brings a gebaldig raya. The Gemara brings a brayse that's mashma that a talmid even from a rabbi does a seiva. For the Gemara says, "Show you the nagri, it's an apprentice." For the Rosh, what do you have to run to an apprentice for? Say that it's a richtige talmid, but a rabbi shein amuvik. So at the Rosh, the chayyot a starker raya that even a rabbi shein amuvik. Rabbi says we have a bumpy cash. In Gemara state, did you say that talmid it's a rabbi? Is what is yei moir rabbi chmeir shemay? In Rambam in Tosfos state that that's only by rabbi amuvik. And the Maaseh at the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch. Who paskin that in Hilchis, Resh Mem Beis, and Hilchis covered a rab that all those halachas, including a sabers, only by Rabbi Shein HaMuvik, only by Rabbi Muvik, still paskin, Frechtei Mekbrocha, still paskin in Hilchis Leila Seder, that even by Rabbi Shein HaMuvik, Sechastirim in Eubay. It's the Choyer Kana Dover Toli. If the Gede Advorim is that the Isser Seber Losnish, Saka Adviyatzua. But if the Gede Advorim is, like we're being mitzadeh, that it's more a Hargosha de Gevorim, that because Meir Rabbah Kamar Shemayim is the dynamic in the relationship, therefore Chazal understood that it's not shayich for a Talmud to feel chavos. Then fakert, yeah, Meir Rabbah Kamar Shemayim is a simna ba'alma. It's nothing to do with the Isser HaSeiva, Takalosh and HaGemara, loy tzorich, ain't loy tzorich. Doesn't say any Isser Badover. We're not discussing Isser HaSeiva. Rabbi Chonan says a gebaldige kasha. If it's mitzad the Isser HaSeiva, kuchem cham nichvoidi. Fakt in a tziv in a mekshele, chvashteinisht. Hare, there's a halocha. Of Meir Rab, which is the Raisa, and a Seba, the Rabbanon, and again in the way, we're not discussing which one's Odif, we're discussing a different Kuda, the Chazal, we're Yoyrid, that the Hargosha of a Talmud doesn't feel the Archeris, but Lachain lo tiknu the Din Bechlau. In Kenamon Benim, we could say the same Chiddush in the Rambam. When I end off, Avoimid Lenagdein was a Meir Adigizach. We said before that the Rambam writes that there's an Isser for a Talmud on a regular Tuesday to be Mesir. None of the nice they can start to argue more. Where did the Gazak? So where did Ramon get it from? It's the Chayyar Kanad over Toli. If you learn the Gemara like it's Mashin that it's gay, is that it's the Isser HaSeiva of Nemtzach from Meir Rav. From Meir Rav, then it's a Mefurash Gemara that Meir Rav prohibits you from being Mesiv. But the way we're learning it's not the Pshat in the Gemara. It's anyways not the thing that's getting in the way of the Din HaSeiva. What's our Gemara being Yoyri to the Nakuda? Bukhulu. Sech Vashteinish. We see really that it's Cholik Miki Yisaydinam. It's even by Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. And it's not totally in the Isser HaSeiva that we find by Rabbi Muvik. So the Gemara is no shayach to each other. So mitzad echod, it's gebalik. The Nesik Helem Taka, not mitzay in our Gemara. Aber oim den agdeinu is divre adeinu hagro. At the gro in Shulchan Aruch in Resh Mem Beis. On Halach it says that on a regular Tuesday you can't be masiv. Zog the Rambam, zog the Goyim, where is the Makar for this Halach? Psochem Kuf Chesem Ben Aruch. Is avada the way the goyin learns? Taka the kasha they make brachas at tmiatzuma. The goyin is saying that the iser aseiba can be learned at our gemara. So it means that the goyin is learning that the pshat in yirakar shemayim means the din and the iser aseiba was not zomer shemayim. But that's mamshapella. Hey, the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch paskin that the halachis and the Surim Amayra Rav are only by Rabbi Muvik, and the same Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that the din of Ptura Seva of Tamid Etz HaRabba is by Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. L'choy, those things don't stem. It's Lulei HaGoyim, Kemen Zogin Gebaldik. That's like two sugyas. Our sugyas talking about Chazal, understanding the Argosh HaChelus, and that extends him to Rabbi Shein HaMuvik. Oh, but the way the Goyim learns that the Issa HaSeva Nemtzach Penunz of a sugya, Taka comes to Rick, Yara Shaila. How could we find this chilek in Rabbi Muvik, Rabbi Shein HaMuvik? It's a shpeit. Just one Argosh that I had coming here. The Matzav in Eretz Yisrael is Be'emes Nishposhut. Hashem Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity over here to experience what it means a little bit of Amidas Hadin, what it means a little bit Shverikaiten. We know every single Leila Seder, what we're doing is we're experiencing the Shibud, and we're experiencing the Geula, and we're experiencing how the Shibud and the Geula are wrapped together. How the Matzah is both Lechem She'enim Dvarim Harbe in the same way the Lechem Oini. The Shibud, it's Alts Gemisht. What our Amunah is, and when the Amunah that we're trying to work towards in the Seder is that there is no such Anhoga by the Eibishta of something being Nishfa'unz, Nishkutfa'unz. Every single Pronius, every single Midas Adin, it's out coming from the Eibishta, L'tevoseinu. That's the Amunah that we're trying to get to by the Leila Seder. We have these days that we're working towards these things instead of focusing on Bishver it is and how terrible it is and etc. We have to work on being able to appreciate that even the difficult tkufas and the shveret zeiten are times of iskarbus. Everything that Hashem is doing is the teva seinu. We eat the matzah, we eat the morer, and then we make a kerich. The grace of arbit, the grace of avoid of kerich, of taking matzah and morer to zamin, taking the matzah and morer together, eating them all, behaseba, kimnei melochim. We're taking the morer to zamin with the matzah, mestas, behaseba. Haseba and morer is the chastire. So the matzah and the morah, and then the avodas hakirich, that's the spitz. That's after the matzah, that's the morah, we get to the pinnacle of the havonah, the pinnacle of the hakor and the ibishter, the behemes, sinishdokim matzah, sinishdokim morah, sa'al tzizamin, sa'al tzimish, sa'al the ibishter. In Rashi state, in Psochim, that the name for morah is chasa, chasa, lettuce. So Rashi, the chos rachmona alon, that the ibishter is chos rachmona alon, psa'pelo de gezach. Morer is the example of Chos Rachmona Alon, the arbit of the Leila Seder. Leading up to the Seder is for us to go through our experiencing the Shverkeit and Yisura and the Midas Hadin, Sa'altz L'Toyvoseinu, Sa'altz Chas Rachmona Alon. When we experience the Shverkeit, we have to be able to make a Koyach, we have to take more in the Matzah Tzamen and say we have a Beir Elam, we have a Tata in Himmel, that every single thing that He's doing to us is Sa'altz L'Toyvoseinu. Avada, when it hurts, he's expecting us to feel that pain. We're not supposed to laugh at it. We're not supposed to say it's nothing. We're not supposed to be saimach on kol minei koichav etzim yodis, Avada. We're supposed to experience the Midas Hadin. But the way we're supposed to experience the Midas Hadin is that it's altz chos rachmona Allah, and we can come to the Madrega and Alela Seder to first eat the matzah, then eat the morer, or b'zeich la'kehillel, to be koirich matzah and morer to zamin, and be able to eat altz be'aseiv, and b'teich the havona amukas, altz as the Eibishter took for uns, says altz chas rachmona alon.